Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, June 12th, 2020. I'm Rich Straffolino. OpenAI launched its API in beta, its first commercial offering, that can provide a general-purpose text-in, text-out interface for English language tasks, capable of, for example, generating dialogues, summarizing a block of text, completing code based on function names, and translating natural language into Unix commands. Developers can show the API a few examples to improve output, provide a specific data set for training, or provide human labeling feedback. The API is available to qualified customers and is free for the first 2 months. OpenAI also pledged to cut off API access for obviously harmful use cases such as harassment, spam, radicalization, or astroturfing. Sony revealed the design of the black and white PlayStation 5, which will come in two versions, one with a 4K Blu-ray drive and a pure digital edition. The console can sit vertically or on its side and includes USB-A and USB-C ports on the front with a heat vent at the top when in the vertical position. Sony also revealed accessories for the PS5, including a DualSense charging station for controllers, a new HD camera, a Pulse 3D wireless headset, and a media remote. Pricing and release dates of the console and accessories were not announced. Apple confirmed that its all-virtual WWDC 2020 event, starting on June 22nd, will include a keynote address, platform State of the Union, 100-plus engineering sessions, all-new developer forums, one-on-one labs with more than 1,000 Apple engineers, and more. The keynote will stream directly from Apple Park. The Intercept reports that, according to sources, at an internal presentation on Wednesday of a new feature for Facebook Workplace, the company's team messaging platform, Facebook showed off a new content moderation feature that lets admin remove or block certain trending topics with blacklists among employees. Facebook used the word unionize as an example in the slide deck. The presentation was subsequently deleted, and Workplace product manager Karadeep Anand stated about the example, "Censoring users is not the purpose of this feature, and Workplace's ambition is to give everyone a voice while maintaining a respectful work environment." A year after he quit his position at the company over differences with CEO Mark Zuckerberg over Facebook's direction, Chris Cox is returning to Facebook as its chief product officer. Facebook says Cox will resume his duties that include overseeing the core Facebook app, Messenger, Instagram, and WhatsApp, along with marketing. Twitch announced it will start automatically scanning clips of live streams for copyrighted music, following a recent wave of DMCA takedown requests. Twitch says clips will be automatically deleted and won't result in strikes or penalties for creators. No appeals plan for clip deletion was announced. Twitch already scans complete streams for copyrighted music, but not for clips, which are largely fan-generated. Twitch also plans to give users the ability to delete all clips from a channel at once. The Internet Archive announced in a blog post that it has ended its National Emergency Library programs 2 weeks earlier than originally scheduled due to an ongoing commercial publisher lawsuit. The Internet Archive will revert to a controlled digital lending model it's been using for almost a decade prior to March, where only one person can digitally check out a book for each physical copy the library has in stock. The UK Competition and Markets Authority announced it launched an investigation into Facebook's acquisition of Giphy. The investigation will look specifically at how and if the deal will lessen competition in the two companies' respective markets. While the investigation is ongoing, Facebook can't continue any actions related to the acquisition without written consent of the CMA. Last month, Facebook announced it planned to buy Giphy for $400 million. The UK postponed a test of the second version of its contact tracing app on the Isle of Wight. The BBC sources say the app is having difficulty using Bluetooth to estimate distance. Ministers are reportedly considering switching to making an app that works with the exposure notification platform developed by Apple and Google. Snapchat made a number of announcements during its annual developer event Thursday. Lens Voice Search will let you ask the app to find filters that do something, like change your hair or take you to the moon, for example. Snapchat also announced partnerships with PlantSnap and Dog Scanner to identify plants and dogs with the camera in Snapchat. SnapML, meanwhile, lets developers bring their own neural net models to transform the environment in images. Local Lens is a geography-specific AR system that will use public snaps to help create 3D maps of the real world. This will enable persistent AR in larger public areas. A new design for Snapchat adds an action bar at the bottom that will make navigation more clear and change based on what screen you're on. Snap Map, for instance, will appear to the left for the chat screen. The map will introduce places that lets you find local businesses and other locations and find out info or even order food in the U.S. Snap also announced new Snap Originals from ESPN, NBC Universal, Viacom CBS, the NBA, and the NFL, with viewers in the millions. And finally, Apple has removed Pocket Cast from the App Store in China, saying the Cyberspace Administration of China determined the podcast app could be used to access illegal content in the country. Apple informed Pocket Cast of the decision 2 days before the removal, suggesting Pocket Cast should contact China to find out what content it considered objectionable. Pocket Cast says it believes podcasting should be free of government censorship and will not take down content at China's request. The Castro podcast app was pulled from the Chinese App Store on June 6th. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.